Many have heard of Movember, a movement started in 2003 by two friends from Australia to promote men's mental health, which has funded over 1,320 men's health projects around the world. In the spirit of Movember, albeit a little early, it seems prudent to reflect on the fashionable mustaches and impressionable facial hair arrangements that have made their mark in Northern Ontario. The following is a list of public figures who've made a smash with their stash. 5. Paul Malyshevsky. Paul Malyshevsky isn't slowing down anytime soon. Even in the wake of the Terrace Bay AV mill idling, Malyshevsky remains as committed as ever to advocating for his community and working alongside residents, workers, and families to find answers and opportunities. On a less serious note, he also harbors a distinctive and well-kept mustache. 4. Mark Wright. As the Chief Administrative Officer of Greenstone, Mark Wright serves a wide range of communities, wards, and, much like Mayor James McPherson, remains a staunch advocate for equity of representation across the municipality. He also boasts a fantastic and healthy-looking stash that blends nicely with his facial features. 3. James McPherson. Mayor James McPherson is a man who, in addition to his tidy stash, wears many hats in the Greenstone community. A family man, an advocate for underrepresented groups, and president of the local curling club, McPherson is also someone who shows his passion for his community in spades. Speaking to Dougal Media over the years, McPherson has expressed the need for better equity among the founding groups in the Greenstone era, championed new property standards by laws as part of the municipality's beautification strategy, and, much like other residents of Greenstone, has contended with his fair share of nuisance bears. Speaking to Dougal Media, McPherson explained why he's stuck with his mustache over the years. "When I was in university, I was going to grow a mustache and a beard, and my beard looked worse than Frank Zappa's because of all the holes in it," McPherson said. "So the beard went and the mustache stayed." In terms of any advice for those who aspire to keep a mustache, McPherson kept it short and sweet. "Be prepared for extra maintenance," he said. "It takes time." 2. Rick Dumas. First elected to council in 1991, Rick Dumas is a champion for the community of Marathon. His impressive facial hair is second only to his dedication and passion for his community. Dumas has served in many roles over the years and volunteered for a number of committees. Since being elected mayor in 2006, he has continued to play a deeply active role advocating for residents, neighbors, friends, and family. He has been acclaimed mayor 4 times since 2006. "As the mayor, I bring over 29 years of experience to the council table. With that experience and the team we have at the council table, we are committed to make Marathon a great place to live, work, and play," reads Dumas' statement on Marathon's municipal website. "We're focused on our vision statement to make Marathon a superior community. As always, I am dedicated to staying open-minded, being approachable, accessible, accountable, and fiscally responsible." 1. Charles Faust. While not technically a public official in the same sense as the previous 4 candidates on this list, Faust from We the Nuclear Free North does rock an incredibly impressive mustache and based on the look alone secures his place at the top spot.